Colt 45s as they take on Sacramento NBO. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you, wherever you may be, as the running Colt 45s are set to take the field in their second-to-last game against Sacramento New Baseball Order, winning yesterday's game by a score of 11-3. We're about to have ourselves a last-minute lineup change, as it's been reported that Cooper Thacker has come down with a bug and is not feeling well. And so we are going to get the new change in the starting lineup. And so we're going to have ourselves a new starting lineup with Dusty Vela batting first. At short and then batting second will be Kyle Norton. Batting third will be Hunter Reed at first base, and then batting fourth will be Mason Johnson at third base. Batting fifth will be Giacomo Crisetti in center field for the 45s, and then batting sixth will be Trey Thomas, the designated hitter. Batting seventh will be Patrick Fragoso, who is playing second base, and then batting eighth will be Mackenzie Higuchi, and then Jeremy Giesig batting ninth in left field, with the man out of Melbourne, Australia, 6'4" left-hander, Reese Fairweather, gonna take the mound. And so we're about to have the national anthem, and just unfortunate for Thacker, who has become a fan favorite, really hitting the ball well, and hopefully he will be okay. Definitely a change in the books as well. And so we are honoring America tonight. And so the Reading Lions Club is out helping the players roll out the big flag. Glad to have you along with us. And I'm joined by Tyler Chapman as the weather has cooled off a little bit. How you doing out there, Tyler?
Oh, man, it's been an excellent day. It's been mostly around the house, but it's been fabulous outside.
Yep. So, did you know that on this day, too, in 1941, two of the game's greatest baseball players squared off, at least at the time, in another game, and they played golf? Cy Young and Babe Ruth played each other in a golf match that was televised nationally in 1941, and meanwhile, we are going to stand at attention for the unveiling of the flag. Thank you. We are standing at attention right now, and they have the flag now unveiled, and because we are not in a private box where we can... Flag is unveiled. The flag is being put away. That is the flag that you see that flies along the I-5 that hangs over the freeway. And so tonight is Fan Appreciation Night.
We've got some autographed baseballs from the 2023 Red Bull 45s. And if you weren't aware, it's the first time it came out tonight. They are currently 30-8. And have assured themselves of having the highest winning percentage of any Colt 45's team in history. We have, so we'll be pulling things out. We've got like 10 of these balls we made away. We also have, we saw the bass back in the apparel booth. We have signed up there for one of the gold and the black bass, and one of the all black bass.
So once again, thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, as we had to deal with a last split second change with Cooper Thacker unavailable tonight due to what is perceived to be as an illness. And so once again, we'll give you the starting lineups. Batting first will be Dusty Vela, the shortstop, and then batting second is Kyle Norton in right field. Batting third is Hunter Reed at first base, and then batting fourth will be Mason Johnson, who goes from designated hitter to third base. Batting fifth will be Giacomo Crisetti in center field. And batting sixth will be Trey Thomas, who is now the designated hitter. And then batting seventh will be Patrick Fregoso, who moves from third to second base. Batting eighth will be Mackenzie Higuchi. And batting ninth is Jeremy Giesig. So once again, glad that we could get all that craziness figured out, and you just never know, Tyler, when things are going to happen on the fly. And, you know, unfortunately, looks like that Thacker's going to be okay, but, you know, just better safe than sorry. And so it allows some of the other ball players to get some work in tonight. Tonight's game is being brought to you by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customer service with reliable and affordable pump work. and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy in a truck, at Greg's Pump Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view the website at gregspump.com. And so the Colt 45 is wearing white jerseys with yellow sleeves and white pants with a pinstripe. Sacramento New Baseball Order wearing their gray uniforms with white sleeves. And so it's always fun, of course, when we talk about, you know, not just the players themselves, but the fans. And we want to give a shout out to young Jackson, who is from Mount Shasta, taking in his first game. Young Jackson drove with his grandparents all the way from Mount Shasta to make it to tonight's ball game. And it's just so, so amazing when you get to watch these young children get to come enjoy this game, really get their first exposure. And this Reading Colt 45 team, it's more than just a team. They are an emblem of Shasta County and for Reading. And you know what? Who knows? Some of these players like Thacker and Bronson Chapel, who went seven innings yesterday, allowing just one run. Some of these guys could end up being in the big leagues, but before they get there, they start at these teams, and you truly get an amazing and intimate fan experience. So the coaches are still meeting with the umpires. Batting first for Sacramento New Baseball Order will be Willie Tatum at third base, and then Ian Hegg batting second at designated hitter. Surreal Haro is batting third in right field, and then batting fourth is Jake Morrell, the first baseman who pitched in yesterday's game. Batting fifth will be Brett Griffiths at shortstop, and then batting sixth will be Duncan Hansen at catcher. Batting seventh will be Wyatt Balke in center field, and then batting eighth will be Tyce Bartlett in left field. And then batting ninth will be Ramon Esparza. And so, both managers separate, and we are about to get underway as the Reading Colt 45s take the field on Fan Appreciation Day. So definitely have to appreciate the fans. You know what was funny? I was actually asking Rick Bassetti about what his first baseball experience was, you know, going to an MLB game, and he turns to me and he says, my first MLB game was when I played for the Philadelphia Phillies. Never went to an Oakland Athletics game, never went to a San Francisco Giants game. But, yep, we got drafted out of Shasta College after playing at Anderson High School. And wouldn't you know, his first big league experience, he was an outfielder for the Phillies. So just amazing to see. And Reese Fairweather is on the mound. So Fairweather, the 6'5" left-hander, going to work, clocked at the mid-80s. And so for Fairweather, going to try to go the distance. Started the season off as mostly a relief pitcher, but he started throwing more strikes, and just a guy who has really showed tremendous improvement in the second half of the season. He enters today's game carrying an earned run average of 5.87, or excuse me, with an ERA of 5.61. with 28 strikeouts. And so for Fairweather, as he deals with a new infield that was originally slated to have Thacker in the game, but with Thacker out, here is Willie Tatum. So here is Fairweather. Looking into Tatum, the first pitch is underway. Fastball taken down and in for ball one. And we have a 1-0 count to Tatum. Tatum entered the game yesterday as a late substitution and played third base, and that's where he is occupied tonight. Fairweather winds and delivers the wild pitch, swung on, grounded to first. Nice hands there by Hunter Reed, dealing with the sun. Scoops it with one hand, touches the back, and there's quickly one away. So, plenty of goodies to give away, too, as the Reading Colt 45s will be auctioning and raffling off some autographed baseballs by the team. Rick Bassetti there on the mic. He is not only the general manager, but he is also the original hype man. Here's the pitch now, taken down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. So 1-0 to Heck. Fairweather looking in. Fairweather winds in, delivers the 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled away. You still doing good over there, Tyler?
Oh, absolutely. Just doing a little bit of writing.
One ball and one strike. Fairweather looking in. The kid out of Melbourne, the 1-1 pitch. Two-seamer drops on the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes now. Fairweather gets his sign. Looks in. He'll whip and fire the 0-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and a little flare into center field. Going under it, charging is Crescetti. He'll make the catch, and there's two away. So two quick outs for Fairweather. Not only trying to be strikeout heavy, but trying to be efficient with this pitch count as well. And a very good crowd on hand here tonight. We have NASCAR in town, ARCA Racing going on at Anderson Speedway. But we have ourselves a nice packed near sellout crowd here. As the pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one to Harrow, and the count is 0-1. Fairweather looking in to Harrow, the lefty-on-lefty matchup. Harrow with over 50 stickers on his helmet rolls one up along the third baseline in foul. No balls and two strikes the count. And shout out to the Sandlot Sound Machine for a wonderful rendition of the national anthem. Saxophones. You have the French horn too. 0-2 pitch. Straight fastball. Blows it by Harrow for strike three. And that's the inning. So Reese Fairweather comes in and gets Harrow, who is now officially the beer batter. And beer will be $1 off for the rest of the inning. As the fans get comfortable, no runs, no hits. We head to the bottom of the first inning. It's Sacramento New Baseball Order Zero, the Reading Colt 45s coming up here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. The sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, so I know you're not home.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Other bathrooms behind the beer and rank rank are. They are well maintained, so don't worry about that.
Bottom of the first inning, and it'll be Dusty Vela to lead things off. Savela, as he'll be facing off against Jason Ravello, as the Colt 45s played Sacramento New Baseball Order 2 weeks ago.
From Chico, California, playing on Regan College, shortstop, number five, Dusty Vela.
And so here is Dusty Vela. From Reedley College, born and raised in Chico and attended Pleasant Valley. Ravello, heel set. Wine and bar, the first pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Ravello living off of his four-seam and two-seam fastball. Ravello, he'll set, wind and deliver. The 0-1 pitch breaks inside at the knees to Vela. Ravello, he'll set. Whips and fires. The 1-1 a little bit outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike to count for the 45s, who got off to a 9-0 lead in the first three innings, and they were helped out by a couple of errors. In fact, they scored on four wild pitches just as the 0-2 pitches swung on and fouled off the helmet of Duncan Hansen. So Duncan Hansen gets his sinuses cleared. He's all right, though. And so we'll do it again here on Fan Appreciation Day. Some of these young children getting their first look at some semi-professionals. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. And there's a high fly ball down the right field line. Hooking and foul. And so for Vela, looking to barrel something up. Has 9 doubles on the year. Still looking for his first home run, but a guy who really knows how to shoot the gaps, turn his hands around on some of those inside fastballs. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on, and a high bouncer to short. Foot races on the throw to first in time. Nice scoop there by Morrell, able to dig out that low throw, and there's one away to bring up Kyle Norton. The pitch to Norton. Straight fastball. That's taken high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And speaking of fan experiences, Kyle Norton said that when he was a young kid, he got to go to spring training in Arizona. 1-0 pitch. Chases a slider that runs a little high, but he went and tried to take a smack at it, and the count is 1-1. So Norton, a little mad at himself, takes a little pace around the catcher, Duncan Hansen. 1-1 pitch delivered away. So he goes to the Giants game in Peoria, Arizona. And they let him say the weather over the microphone. So that's something that he got to do when he was a youngster. 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. It's that 4D experience when that ball rackets off the netting and have everybody in the crowd flinching. I mean, you just never know. But good thing is I think this is a pretty well protected net. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Hit hard to the left side. Bobble the throw to first. Not nearly in time. Griffiths has just had himself the absolute dickens with the ground balls just short. And sure enough, the dirt monster of the Tiger Field infield strikes again. Routine grounder. Hit him off the chest, and he just couldn't come up with a clean ground ball in time.
You know, they must be practicing that. The third one this weekend.
That is the first one this weekend. There you go, Norton on the first pitch. He sees pitch is taken for a strike, and Norton steals second without a throw. So if it wasn't trouble enough for Sacramento NBO, you allow an error, and that error that you allow for the base runner to get aboard is Kyle Norton, who leads the team in stolen bases. He now has 26 on the year after that one. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2 the count. And so, for Rivello, fighting fire with fire, going after the 6'3" Texan, Hunter Reed. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Reed. Straight fastball, swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Reed. A high fastball there. And so for Reed. And with two out, now here is Mason Johnson, who was originally slated to bat fifth in the lineup and play designated hitter, but now he's been thrown in at third base after Cooper Thacker was reported to being either injured or sick. First pitch, swung on, chopped along the third base side, and foul. 0-1 the count. And so for Johnson, who tapes his left forearm around before the game, says it helps him with the grip. And here's the 0-1 pitch. Straight fastball on the outside corner. Four strike, the four seamer. Right there to the outside corner. And so Rivello attacking this Colt 45's lineup here with this fastball. Let's see if Mason can catch him. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That is taken down and away. Another fastball at the dirt. And so one ball and two strikes to count. And if Johnson gets aboard, it'll be Giacomo Crosetti to bat. With Norton at second, Rivello looks at second. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball in the dirt again. Hanson doing a pretty solid job behind home plate. And so for Johnson, who had 0-2, now working with two balls to his favor. Rivello trying to finish off the 45s. He sets. Winds and delivers. There goes Norton. Change out that swung on and missed for strike three. Johnson is tagged out on the drop third. Johnson asking about the strike zone, whether or not he swung at a bad pitch. Nods his head, and that ends the inning. And so for Jason Rivello, who comes into the game, despite an error at short, able to get himself out of trouble. No runs, no hits, a man left at second, two strikeouts for Rivello. And at the end of one, we have no score here from Tiger Field.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Top of the second inning we go, and it'll be Jake Morrell to lead things off, followed by Brett Griffiths and then Duncan Hanson. And so for Morrell, who, not to his own fault necessarily, had some rough defense, two errors committed while he was pitching, trying to do some damage as a left-handed hitter. Here's Fairweather, winds and delivers. First pitch, that's a changeup that is tipped into the glove of Mackenzie Higuchi. First strike, 1-0-1 the count. Fairweather, he'll wind in fire. The 0-1 pitch, swung on, ground ball to second. Nice play, forehanded, the throw to first, on the run across his body. by Vela, and there's one away. Or excuse me, by Fragoso. Nice play by Patrick Fragoso on that roll that was hit well up the middle. He was able to backhand it, though, throw across his body. A fine bit of craftsmanship there from Fragoso, and that will set up Brett Griffiths. Here's the mix. That swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count.
I really do feel like this defense has started to round into shape as the season's gone along.
Oh, well, I feel like with Fragoso, he's definitely been one of the better infielders. Curveball, oh, that is dropped in there for a strike down under for the man out of Melbourne. Little curveball out in front there is Griffiths, 0-2. Fairweather with a big smile on his face. He rocks one. Oh, two hits. That's in the dirt for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Fan appreciation day. American flags flying all the way around. Man, this is definitely the place to be in town. 1-2 pitch, straight fastball, swung on, roped into center. But coming on the run is Prisetti, who will make the catch. And there's two away. So for Griffiths, who hits a liner, but ball stayed up just enough for Prisetti to take five steps under and make the grab. And so now here is Duncan Hansen. Duncan Hansen, again, a fan of the old school 1940s look with the Cavs showing out with the Sox. Slider down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Fairweather looking in as the shadows between right field and the infield existing. Delivers a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. Fairweather looks. He'll wind in fire. The 1-1 is just a little bit outside for ball two. So two balls and one strike to count. Fairweather whips the 2-1. Delivered on the outside corner. First strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. No score here. Fairweather looking in. He'll set. Wind in front of the 2-2 is swung on. Little roller to Fragoso. Fragoso scoops it up. Throws the first in time to Reed to get Hansen, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. Reese Fairweather looking very smooth through two innings. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. No score here on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy and a truck, at Greg's Pump and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view the website at gregspump.com.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Daddy liked that too.
No running, Ethan.
Ah, yeah. All right, bottom of the second inning, and here is Giacomo Fassetti coming to bat. He'll be followed by Trey Thomas and then Patrick Fregoso. Here's the pitch swung on and fouled away. 0-1 on the count, and tonight's theme, we're talking about fan experiences that players got to have when they were kids. Well, here is the ultimate fan experience, and this team in 1975 with... Here's the pitch taken on the inside corner. So Bob Anderson, who grew up in Los Angeles, he got to have the ultimate experience. This was back in 1975, and he had a friend by the name of Danny Pallerzotto. Pitch is swung on, ripped up the middle for a base hit, and Crisetti is aboard. And so Giacomo Crisetti with the first base hit of the game. And so Bob was friends with Danny Pallerzotto. And who is Danny Pallerzotto's uncle? None other than the great Sparky Anderson. And so he got a chance to go to a Dodgers game in 1975 featuring the Big Red Machine. I mean, and crazy enough, who was part of that Big Red Machine on that team? None other than Reading native Bill Plummer, in addition to Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, the likes. But yeah, he got to do that when he was a kid. Throw over to first, back on the bag goes Crisetti. And so, yeah, Danny Pallerzotto's mom was the sister of Sparky Anderson. They probably came to the game in Cincinnati Reds gear. I mean,
can't beat that.
No, you can't. Throw over to first, back on the bag. And you know what's even crazier is the fact that Bill Plummer, who is from Reading, was the manager during the first season of Seattle Mariners baseball when Ken Griffey Jr. was a rookie. 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. That's going to go into the parking lot. Do we have some damage? No, we do not. The cars were spared this time. So, no balls and two strikes to count for Trey Thomas from Carson City, Nevada. OT pitch swung on, grounded hard into left field for a base hit. Passed Griffiths to second goes Crisetti, and so the Colt 45s string together consecutive base hits to open the second, and that will bring up Patrick Fregoso. And so for Patrick Fregoso, as the bat boy for tonight, Anthony and Caden getting some love. Anthony, the 12-year-old, and Caden, the 10-year-old, and we support all the players on the Colt 45s, both young and old. Here's Ravello. He'll wind and fire. Fregoso showing bunt. Tips one down the third base side and foul. Oh, and won the count. So, 0-1 the count, and again, you know, it's just, I mean, again, for you and me, Tyler, I mean, you've lived in Sacramento and you've gotten to go to Oakland Athletic teams, and for me, being a kid from Los Angeles, I mean, my first MLB game was the first baseball game I ever attended, period. I was 4 years old, and it featured Raul Mondesi, Eric Karros. I mean,
oh man,
those were the days. That was back before the Dodger Stadium added those seats. 1-1 pitch swung on, fouled away, tipped to the top of the netting, nearly crawled over. Fregoso trying to get the bunt down, but fails on both attempts, and now he'll have to do it the old-fashioned way. One ball, two strikes. Corners are in. No score. Now the corners are taking five steps back of the baseline. 1-2 pitch swung on line down the left field line and foul. That's how to play.
I mean, imagine being from a place like Montana or, you know, where you're not going to be able to see, you know, Wyoming, where you're not going to be able to see a major league ball club for thousands of miles.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, it's crazy to think, but that is why, you know, when these players show out, they're not just putting on a show for the townspeople, but really it's about the kids. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, a changeup. By Ravello sits down Fragoso, so after Fragoso sees about four fastballs, is out in front, the third strikeout for Ravello. And so for Ravello, having this Colt 45 team off balance a little bit, gave up singles to Thomas and to Crosetti. Here's the pitch. To Higuchi swings and misses for strike one. 0-1 the count. Higuchi going to be attending Union College next year in Kentucky. Ravello, he'll set, look at seconds. 0-1 pitch swung on. That ball is lifted down the first base side and foul out of play. No balls and two strikes and count. Oh, that's fun. See, this is one thing that we get to do, too. Without a press box, we can interact with the fans as we're broadcasting the games. So we're talking with some fans to the left side. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That ball is lined into left field. Moving to his right, making the catch is Bartlett. And there's two away. So for Higuchi, able to make some hard contact, but hit it into the realm of Bartlett. And so now here is Jeremy Giesig, who's Cal State San Bernardino team won its first ever California Collegiate Athletic Association title in baseball and broke 32 records. Giesig was a member of that team. Here's the pitch to Giesig. Straight fastball swung on here. Oh, nice play at first on the bat off the throw to the covering Ravello by Morrell, and that ends the inning. What a play by Jason Morrell. That was not easy as Giesig tried to go the opposite direction, nearly found a hole, took a bad hop, and Morrell was somehow able to snag it. Morrell then fed to Ravello, who was able to beat Giesig to the bag, and that ends the inning, and the Colt 45s are left empty-handed. No runs, two hits, two hard-hit balls, but some good defense being played in game number two by Sacramento New Baseball Order. We're through two innings here at Tiger Field. The Reading Colt 45s and Sacramento New Baseball Order, no score here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. I didn't come alone this time. Ken Griffey swing the crowd to one rhyme. Ken Griffey is a swinger, not a singer, a deaf farm bringer, a home run hitter, but I'm not a dope swinger. For those who try to flex, I'm a quick neck ringer. For those who think the rhyme is wiggity whack, I'm a stinger. The G, the R, the I, the F, the either Y. See, I'm 6'3 and rough, so why try?
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Top of the third inning we go, and it is time for your favorite segment of the day, Chappie's Hot Corner. Tyler, take it away.
Hey, Ethan. So over the summer, we've been talking a little bit about the Colt 45s and the potential for there to be some sort of playoff. Well, I was looking around, and there are a number of college leagues on the West Coast, including, but not limited to, the Bay Area Collegiate League, which the West Coast Kings are a part of, the California Collegiate Leagues, which are the former of the Novato Knicks, the Sunset League, the Golden State League, which the Medford Rogues are a part of, the West Coast League, which the Portland Pickles are a part of, California Prospect League, Pacific International League, which the Seattle Suns are a part of, Pacific Coast Collegiate League, Wild Wild West League, and Southern California League. Hopefully, one of these days we'll play for some for a league championship. Back to you.
2-2 pitch is taken in the dirt for ball three, and it would really be interesting to see what that would look like. But part of the Reading Colt 45's experience, too, is getting to see as many home games as possible and getting to see these players. And if you were to, you know, be a part of the league, you'd have to travel a little bit more. 3-2 pitch. That's a change. Missing just a little high for ball four. And so Balky draws the leadoff walk. So, again, it's all dependent on, you know, well, if you do enter a league, do you then cut down the number of home games? And that's the thing
that's tough.
You know, at least with summer baseball, you're at least trying to take advantage. First pitch, bunted along the third base side. Here's Johnson. Johnson fakes the throw to first, goes the second. He won't have a play. An infield first pitch, bunt single by Chase Bartlett. And so for Sacramento NBO, looking to end its losing streak of four games against the Reading Colt 45s, having been swept here 2 weeks ago. And now here is Ramon Esparza. And so Esparza coming to the bat. Maybe we can see a triple play here.
I love it.
You know, who was it that pulled off the triple play? Was that here's the first pitch, no triple play. That ball is sliced into right center for a base hit, and that's going to get all the way to the wall. In comes Balky, rounding third is Bartlett. He'll slide in head first and score. It's a first pitch, two-run double by Ramon Esparza, and Sacramento NBO leads the Reading Colt 45s 2-0. So, well, looks like we got ourselves a nice battle on our hands tonight. The Colt 45s better start swinging back and start swinging in a hurry. Only down 2-0, but you definitely sense the energy from Sacramento NBO, much different tonight.
Absolutely.
Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on, a little corkscrew to second. Up with it is Fragoso. Fragoso throws the first in time. That takes care of Tatum. To third goes Esparza, and so the Colt 45s with one away. We'll see what they do here. Maybe bring the corners in to try to eliminate the lead runner. The shortstop, Bela, is back, so only the corners are in. First pitch, grounded up along the third base side, and foul to Ian Heck, who flied out to center in his first at bat. Fairweather. He'll set. Wind in fire, the 0-1 pitch. Curveball, that swung on and fouled away. And so it really seems like when Sacramento NBO is reading that first pitch, that's when they have success. When it comes to that second pitch, though, that's really when Fairweather can buckle in and really start to have his fun. Fairweather, the 0-2 pitch. That's bounced on the dirt for ball one. Nice play there by Mackenzie Higuchi. Man, talk about being a wall out there. That ball was thrown in the dirt like he was playing cricket, and he was just able to block that with his chest, come up, and prevent another run from being scored. Nice play from Higuchi.
I'm telling you.
1-2, the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on out in front. That ball is hit foul up along the third base side.
We have a good catching group on our club this year.
Yeah, they have. I mean, that's the one thing that you do appreciate about this year's team. I mean, you know, they've had their ups and downs with the infield, but as far as catching between Higuchi, Aguayo, and Cassingham, they've been very good. 1-2 pitch, way upstairs for ball two, and so for Higuchi. Man, he is really doing the job back there, keeping that ball in front. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, a little roller up along the third base side, and again, it's foul. And so for Fairweather, finding himself into a little bit of a rut here, allowing a two-run double to Ramon Esparza, who is now at third. It's 2-0 Sacramento NBO here in the top of the third. 2-2 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball three. And so Sacramento NBO doing their homework. Adjusting this second time around, laying off the curve. Now for Fairweather. Does he challenge with his fastball or does he try another breaking ball? 3-2 pitch. That's a fastball. Swung on, lined into right field. Going back, diving. Oh, what a catch! Did he catch the ball? Did you see a sign? Yes, it was. Out number two. What a play by Kyle Norton. Stretching with every inch of his 6'5" frame and robbing Ian Heck of a base hit in right center. The fly ball allows Ramon Esparza to score, and that makes it 3-0. But what a play from Kyle Norton. That ball was hit over his head to his back shoulder, leaped up, and it looked like he caught it, but we didn't see the signal yet from the umpires yet, but he did make that catch. One ball and no strikes, and now here is tonight's beer batter. Oh boy, we're going to have fun with this group tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That ball is swung on lift along the third base side. Slicing bell. Under it is Johnson. He makes the catch. Nice play from Mason Johnson, snagging the fly ball near the dugout of the Reading Colt 45s. And that ends the inning, but not before Sacramento NBO strikes with 3 runs on a 2-run double by Ramon Esparza and then a sacrifice fly from Ian Heck to score the 3rd run. 3 runs. On 2 hits, nobody left, and we go to the bottom of the 3rd inning. The Reading Colt 45s trail Sacramento New Baseball Order 3-0 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
One coming in, Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell, and Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
All right. Bottom of the 3rd inning. The Reading Colt 45s trail Sacramento NBO 3-0. First pitch taken down and inside for ball one. 1 ball and no strikes. The count to Dusty Vela. Vela grounded to short his first about. 1-0 is swung on and fouled back.
And foul ball brought
to you by Brown Motors. 1-1 pitch. Change.
Hey,
2-1. Taken down for ball three. And so for Vela, trying to get aboard, and this Colporty Vibes team, again, trying to finish off the season with three straight wins over an opponent that they've really dominated. 3-1 takes. That's taken inside for ball four. And so for Vela, doing what the Reading Colporty Vibes have done all season long, which is get players on base. Crazy to think. In just under 40 games, they have drawn 259 walks. I mean, that's just wild, actually, yeah.
Play, yeah, it's a play.
258 walks compared to 232 strikeouts.
Man, that's a good eye.
I mean, and again, it's about the coaching for Bob Anderson, teaching this team how to become professional hitters, knowing where the strike zone is and where it isn't. 1-0 throw to first, back on the bag goes Vela. Vela at first with Norton to bat. Here's the 1-0 catch. Norton showing bunt, takes inside for ball two. And so the Colporty Vibes trying to maybe institute some form of small ball. Seen a couple of bunt attempts. Yet, Trey Thomas tried to bunt the 2-0 throw to first. Back on the bag is Vela. Vela from Reed Lee College. Kyle Norton going to be heading back up to the area, relatively speaking, if we want to call Oregon Tech close. That's the nearest four-year university besides, yeah. Actually, no way. I take that back. Here's the 2-0 hits. That's taken away for ball three. So, yeah, you have Southern Oregon and Oregon Tech. Then you have Simpson. Simpson could be a rival of Southern Oregon someday as their football season, their maiden voyage will kick off in the fall. 3-1 pitch that swung on and fouled away, and that's going to go.
Have you been to a Red Raiders, Southern Oregon Red Raiders football game?
No, I have not, but that's because I'm usually covering something on a Saturday night, like a volleyball game or something. I've been definitely wanting to go, and
great atmosphere.
Looks like fun. Here's a 3-2 pitch that's taken for strike three. The throw to second. Not in time, skips into center field, and taking off for third is Vela. Nice heads-up base running for Dusty Vela, who seals second. And then after the ball rolls into center field, did not stop hustling at all, and took third. Norton, meanwhile, is rung up for strike three, so he is 0-2 officially, and now here is Hunter Reed. Ravello winds and fires the pitch to Reed. That is swung on and fouled away. And you can bet your money's worth after striking out to Ravello. He's going to try to really quicken up those hands. Ravello, the 0-1 pitch. Another fastball. That's in the dirt. So the Colporty Vibes trailing 3-0. Vela at third. Ravello, he'll set. Winding by the 1-1. Swung on and a high chopper to short. That's going to score Vela. The throw to first in time. And so for Reed, he's able to do his job. Get some contact and pick up the run batted in. It's 3-1 in favor of Sacramento NBO. And so, with a fresh new deck with two outs, let's see what Mason Johnson can do after striking out in his first at bat.
Mason Johnson.
Here's the pitch to Johnson. That swung on, lined into left field, coming in on the run, and that's going to bounce in front of Bartlett. And Johnson picks up the single, so a nice bit of hitting there from Mason Johnson, able to line one in the direction of Bartlett, and just had enough sink on it to find some fairway. And so, with Johnson aboard, can Crissetti follow him? Crissetti with his group of his dad's fishing buddies listening all the way from Alaska. Here's the pitch that's taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Yeah, you do. I don't know. How do you feel about the adults running? Should adults be told to not run?
I believe if the kids are told not to, the adults should not be able to.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That swung on a miss for strike two. No balls and two strikes two. I do give the ballpark credit. There's plenty of room behind the field for the kids to run around.
Absolutely.
I think I need to bring a basketball maybe for some of these kids if they're just trying to get some energy out, or maybe a wiffle ball bag.
Not a bad idea.
Two kids. That's taken away for ball one. One ball and two strikes. You know, one thing I need to get one of those wiffle ball pads, the ones that sort of stick out and start a wiffle ball league.
Oh, yeah. The wiffle ball is where it's at.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider down and away. And so for Ravello. With two strikes trying to take care of Crissetti. Crissetti trying to square something up as his team trails 3-1. Here's the 2-2 base swing, and there's a high fly ball into center field, but it's hit right at Volke, who makes the catch, and there's out number 3. And so for Giacomo Crissetti and this Cole 45 team, they've been hitting the ball hard. It's been some hard contact being hit, but only one run to show for it. One run on one hit, a man left, and at the end of three innings, the Reading Colt 45s trail Sacramento NBO 3-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, ACNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy in a truck, at Greg's Pump and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view the website at gregspump.com.
Probably tell you that they played the Pete Rose way. Walk through hell and the races. If there's one more game to play.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
One ball, no strikes. We got a beach ball being bounced around. Oh, yes, this definitely reminds me of, oh, nobody better be the party pooper and pop that beach ball. Oh, there we go. There's a mom getting hit, and now the kids are involved. Now, oh, man, it's the game within the game. One and one, the count.
Do they still do that at Dodger Stadium?
Yes, they do that at Dodger Stadium, but then the security people take the ball. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is flied into center field. Plenty of room for Crissetti, who reaches up, makes the catch. Wait, has there been an out signal? The man is standing at second. It looked like there might have been an out on the transfer. No, Crissetti dropped the ball, and we don't have a signal. That was weird. So Grissetti caught the ball, and then as he caught the ball sort of slipped out of his glove. So, but it is a flyout for Jake Morrell, and there's one away. And so for, oh, now now the beach ball is into the band. 0-1 first pitch is swung on and fouled away. 0-1 the count. And so that was weird. So Crescetti caught the ball, but then as he tried to transfer it out of his glove to try to throw it, there was no signal at first, but finally there was. So 0-1 the count. Here's Sherweather, the 0-1 pitch, that swung on and hit high into short right field. Going back seven steps is Fragoso, who will make the catch, and there's two away. So, two quick outs for Reese Fairweather, who has allowed three runs. Here's the pitch from Fairweather. Change up. That's delivered on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. The young children are having fun. I'm not sure how some of the village elders are feeling about it. 0-1 pitch, fastball inside. 1-1 the count to Duncan Hansen, who grounded to second. Fairweather, the 1-1 pitch, changeup, swung on and fouled back. That's going to go over home plate. And out of play. One ball and two strikes the count. Fairweather looking in. He'll whip in front by the 1-2 pitch. That is in the dirt. And oh, looks like security's getting involved with the beach ball.
Oh man.
Oh man.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Come on. Let me have some fun.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Straight fastball. That's taken a little high for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Okay. They're letting the beach ball stay.
Lovely.
It won't cause a concussion, fortunately. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on. Hard ground ball over the head as Fragoso tried to make a leaping effort to try to keep it on the infield, but it bounces over his head and into center for a base hit. So for Fragoso, who almost kind of looked like Michael Jordan trying to dunk from the free throw line, had every bit of his arm and reach out there, but no chance. And so a two-out single from Duncan Hansen brings up Wild Balky, who swings at the first pitch, and it's hit softly into right center. Here's Norton under it, and he'll make the catch for the third out. So for Fairweather, he has settled in after allowing three runs in the third inning. Let's see what the offense can do to try to even things up as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s Trail Sacramento, new baseball order, 3-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and we are seeing some professional volleyball players out here at this one. You can really tell as the beach ball is being bounced around between the kids. Looks like to try to keep them active. There's definitely a lot more sugar rush than we're noticing in the crowd tonight, for sure. And so here is Trey Thomas as he swings and misses at the curveball for strike one. 0-1 the count. And, you know, apparently the beach balls, and I just thought that this was the Dodger band, that this was just something that was naturally invented, but it actually was invented. The first beach balls that came to a baseball game were actually back in 1962, long before Dodger Stadium was actually built, and the Dodgers were playing at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, where USC plays. And so it was in 1962, somebody just thought, well, we're feeling a little bit sluggish today. Why not just do something to keep it going? And so the beach ball has been a staple of baseball ever since, keeping both young fans and old fans engaged. 1-2 pitch. Oh, Dave's getting involved now. Oh, Dave's keeping the fun. Attaboy. There you go, Dave. Way to keep it going. That is Dave Jewell, the resident heart surgeon / security guard at Mercy Medical Center. Getting it done. Attaboy to Dave. 2-2 of the count to Trey Thomas. The 2-2 pitch. Forcing fastball. Inside corner. It catches for strike three. And down goes Thomas. And so Trey Thomas, wish he had a beach ball to hit as he strikes out in. With one away, here is Patrick Fragoso. And so the beach ball being part of the fan experiences. Oh, there you go.
You know, I've always liked the Oakland drums. I wish that we would have some there. I think the drums are do good at Tiger Field.
Oh, what'd you say?
I said I've always liked the Oakland outfield drums. I feel like that would translate well at Tiger Field, too.
There you go. One and oh pitch, putting smiles on faces. 1-0 is swung on and fouled away. Yeah, you know one thing that I love too is the beer snake in I think that's either in Cincinnati or Milwaukee.
I believe it's Milwaukee. Yeah, the beer snake.
Milwaukee. Yeah, the pitch is swung on, lined into right field for a base hit. Fragoso with his team's third hit of the day. So, yeah, mentioning traditions, the beer snake where, I mean, they've literally gotten a beer snake to go. I think they've gotten it up to, like, 600 cups or something and have it stretch across the concourse.
I saw one at Cubs, the Cubs game that went all the way from the left center field wall to about right field.
Oh, man, that's impressive. So now let me ask you this. If you put holes in that thing and somebody poured beer in it and you're on the other side on the receiving end, would you drink that beer from those cups?
Oh, man, it depends on how many beers I've already had, Ethan.
Oh, it was my turn. They took it from me. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, grounder up along the third base side, and that is in foul territory.
You'd have to not think about all the mouths that have been
so
there.
So one ball and one strike, and here's where the delegating among the children begins. Who gets to hit it, and who gets to hit the lucky ball? Well, let's see if that ball can turn out to be a turn of good fortune for the 45s as they trail Sacramento new baseball order 3-1. Throw to first, back on the bag goes Fragoso. Oh, now Mr. Fabulous is getting involved. Now he's saying, okay, let's take it to the right side. Pitches inside for ball two. The throw to first, not in time. So it seems like we have a very dense crowd. It almost, we're going from the third base side to the first base side. You have the Yankee one. It's kind of slowly progresses and gets a little bit older. So I guess they're bringing the beach ball back to the third base side. 2-1 pitch is inside for ball three to Mackenzie Higuchi, and the count is 3-1. And so for Higuchi, who is a home run away from tying up this ball game here at historic Tiger Field. Fregoso at first, creeping off the bag. There he goes. Fastball is taken inside and low for ball four. And so the Reading Colt 45s with runners at first and second. That beach ball could maybe be providing a little bit of a distraction for Jason Rivello. I mean, for you, Tyler, you're a pitcher. Would you be distracted if you saw if there was a beach ball in the background while you're trying to throw to the batters?
Absolutely, for one or two pitches, it would go away after the first pitch or two. But yeah, it would distract me for a little bit.
That's fair. The pitch from Rivello to Giesig. There it is, swung on and fouled away.
I will tell you one thing, Ethan. Those playoff basketball games where they have those white things behind the free throw line, I'm a good free throw shooter, but I would miss a couple for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
You know one, I mean, I'm decent at basketball. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on. Whoa, hard ground ball out the middle. Speared at second. The throw to first. Not in time. That ball is going to trickle to the dugout. In the score is Fregoso. And it's 3-2 now in favor of Sacramento NBO. And so for Ramon Esparza, who is able to touch second, but then the throw to first got away from him.
Calling that one an error.
So, definitely going to go as an error. A fielder's choice and an error at the same time. So, E4, F4. And so, it's 3-2. The Colt 45's trail. And so, with the top of the order, here is Dusty Vela. So Vela, who is 0-for-1 with a walk. Oh, wow. They hit that beach ball so much that it deflated. Now the kids are trying to revive the beach ball like they're trying to bring Frankenstein back to life. That's going to take a lot of lung power. Here's the pitch taken down and away for ball one. One ball and no strike. Boy, this young man's cheeks, they're the color of a maraschino cherry. That's a lot of effort.
Was that a Mr. Fabulous thing? Did he bring that?
The pitch is taken out on the outside corner. First strike one. The throw to second in time. Catches the ceiling. Giesig, and that ends the inning. Giesig thought he had the base stolen, but a strong throw from Duncan Hansen to Brett Griffith, and Giesig is caught stealing. So the Colt 45s, though, able to pick up a run after a one-out single by Patrick Fregoso, and then Giesig on contact, able to bring him home. One run on one hit. Nobody left. And at the end of four innings, the Reading Colt 45s trails Sacramento New Baseball Order 3-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, ACNR.
Nolan Ryan, he's a hero to us all. Nolan Ryan, he stands straight, he stands tall. He don't mess around, boys. He just throws a mean fastball.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Owen won the count as Wyatt Bulkey is leading things off. 0-1 pitch, that's taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Talking about the beach ball, since there's a beach ball being batted around right now. And apparently, it was actually started in 1962 by the Dodgers at the request of Danny Goodman, who was the team's director of concessions. Thought about selling them, and you know, they've sort of become a staple, not just at Dodgers games, but at MLB games in general. So now, here is Ramon Esparza. The pitch to Esparza, that's taken a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count.
Speaking of ballpark traditions, do you know what franchise started the wave?
That's got to be one of the oldest bits of tradition. I'm going to go on a limb and say the Yankees.
Oh, the Yankees were involved, but it was my Oakland A's against the Yankees in the Game 3 of the ALCS in 1981 where it started. Yeah, you were close, though. The Yankees were involved.
There we go. I finally got a chance to touch the beach ball. Ah, my day has been made. Here we go. I touched the ball. Finally got it out of my system.
You had to do it. I would have done it, too.
Here's the 2-1 pitch, taken inside for ball three. Remember that movie, The Replacements, and he actually is now the producer for the Avengers movies. Here's the 3-1, and I'm not talking about Kevin Feige. Pitch is taken a little high for ball four.
Scores and drops one. Winning for the plate. Third baseman, number 14, winning team.
Down that way, last I seen.
So, meanwhile, still trying to find the beach ball. Now here's the pitch, swung on and fouled away to Tatum, and that's going to go into the crowd. Owen won the counts to Tatum. There we go. That's his name, John Favreau. So John Favreau, yeah. So who directed Iron Man? Remember that scene where he's playing Danny Bateman and he's like, "I got the ball."
Yeah.
He was with and he was with Gene Hackman. That's like one of those like funny small characters, but you just remember him. Kind of like when Terry Crews played Cheeseburger Eddie. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That swung on and driven high. And deep into right, into left center, going back, though, is Crescenti. Plenty of room to work with. Makes the catch, and there's two away.
Speaking of Terry Crews, he was a Carolina Panther, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he was.
Yeah, for a very short time. I think The Rock even played in the NFL, too, if I don't remember correctly.
And so now, here is Ian Heck. Two outs. Here's Norton. Fairweather. Norton's in right field. Throw over to first. Back on the bag. Goes as far as the... Here's Fairweather. The pitch snaps to the outside corner for a strike. Little change up there. So for the Reading Colt 45s, trailing 3-2. And again, on this day in 1941, Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth played each other in a golf match. Could you imagine what...
I imagine that
there, man. I mean, this celebrity golf thing has been going on for quite a long time.
I can better take a guess that Cy Young won that.
Yes, he did.
Oh, did he? I just guessed. I feel like he's a better athlete than Babe Ruth was.
1-1 pitch. Lifted along the first base side, and that is foul out of play. Oh, wow. That almost hit a guy who was biking. I don't even know if he even saw the ball. There's a gentleman just biking around in circles near the ballpark, and he nearly got domed with the foul ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes with 2 out. There goes the runner. Change up is swung on. Lifted into shallow right field. On the dead run is Norton. Plenty of speed, though, for him. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Kyle Norton. Man, he is so fast and so long. And so he can just travel at easy distances and turn some of those bloop singles into regular fly ball outs. No runs, no hits. Reese Fairweather continuing to work. Through 5. Let's see if his offense can pick him up. We go to the bottom of the 5th inning. The Colt 45s trail Sacramento New Baseball Order 3-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Bottom of the 5th inning in the Colt 45s trying to rally after trailing 3-0 in the 3rd inning. Scored 1 in the bottom of the 3rd and 1 in the bottom of the 4th. And now here we are halfway home in the bottom of the 5th in the second to last game. And again, just such an amazing experience here at historic Tiger Field, the once home of the Reading Browns that were the far west affiliate of the St. Louis Browns. 1-0 pitch, swung on, and there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Going back on the edge of the grass and making the catch is Tyce Bartlett, and there's one away. And so for Dusty Vela, able to give the ball a ride, but not far enough, so he is 0-2, and now here is Kyle Norton, who is 0-2, reached on an error at short, and took out his last at bat.
You know, I did not know Oroville had a far west ball club.
Yeah.
Oroville Red Sox.
Yeah, the Oroville Red Sox. I mean, it's been so interesting to see how, I mean, baseball... this sport is for everybody, and it is for the kids that are living in Chicago and Los Angeles, but it's also for the kids who are, you know, just miles upon miles away from any big league ballpark. 1-1 pitch taken inside for ball two. And you know what? It's this sport that draws people together. I mean, so many instances where you'll go to a game and you'll just meet people that you'll never have ever expected. 2-1 pitch, that's taken high and away for ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike. And it's important, and you know what? It provides inspiration not just for our ball players, but for the people that use sports as a way to teach the lessons of life. 3-1 pitch. And now we're going to have a discussion. As Sacramento NBO coach Todd Conroy goes out and talks to his pitcher, Rivello. So with one out, 3-1, the count to Kyle Norton. As Conroy retreats back to the dugout, 3-1 pitch swung on and grounded at the plate.
And foul ball brought to you by Jack's Grill. Institution downtown.
3 balls and 2 strikes to count. Here's the pitch taken all outside for ball four. And so for Norton, who is aboard for the second time today. And now here is Hunter Reed.
Yeah, I've got a really nice equipment bag here for anyone who's holding ticket 03137. If you can 03137.
Speaking of big leaguers that have come to Reading on occasion, Jose Canseco. Did you know that Jose Canseco has played at Tiger Field? So the story goes is that he was playing semi-professional baseball in Yuma. Grounder to short, bobbled, and there won't be a play. Oh, boy. Brett Griffiths having himself a bad night, but then Kyle Norton trying to take third, and he is out. Not sure what Kyle Norton was thinking there. And meanwhile, now for Bob Anderson, he is going to go out and talk, and I believe he is arguing that there was interference as Norton tried to round second and try to take third. There was definitely some contact made between Norton and Tatum, and so for Bob, he's trying to take care of things right now. Very heated. The aggressive base running for Norton. Not getting off this time. And Bob Anderson with a very disgusted look on his face, and he will retreat back to the dugout. The Colt 45s do have the tying run on base, though, in Reed. Pitching it way inside for ball one. Oh, boy. Looks, man, Johnson nearly got himself an inside shave on that one. 1 ball and 0 strikes to count. At first is Reed. Does he try to put his wheels in action? No, he does not. Taken down and away for ball two. 2 balls and 0 strikes to count. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Reed fakes like he's going to go. Pitch is high. The throw back to first. Too late. And so for Reed, trying to give Riviello something to think about. 3 balls and 0 strikes. The beach ball has officially been put away. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That's taken high for ball four. And so Johnson is aboard with a walk. reaches base for the second time today. And now, here's Giacomo Crosetti. And so, Crosetti. Yep, oh, there's the beach ball. And for Giacomo Crosetti, with two outs, can he help give the Colt 45s the lead? The pitch to Crosetti. That's a fastball in the inside corner that runs inside for a strike, 0-1. At second is Reed, in at first is Johnson. 1-0 kid bounces in the dirt for ball one. Skips by the catcher into third goes Reed. To second goes Johnson. One ball, one strike, two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning. And now, with the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at second, can Crosetti come through? Ravello, the 1-1 pitch, swung on, lifted down the right field line, and foul. That is out of play. One ball, two strikes, two out. 1-2, fastball inside for ball two. A little bit too tight around the hips of Crosetti. 2-2. Infield back. Ravello sets. The 2-2 pitch, fastball swing, and there's a high fly ball into deep right center. Back it goes to the wall, and it's off the wall. In comes Reed. In comes Johnson. And now for Crosetti, he's caught into a pickle, overran the batter at second, and an absolutely distraught Rick Bassetti cannot believe that Hunter Reed overran the base and ran himself into the third out. Oh, that was comedy. First the two runs that come across for the high, and then for Crosetti, who gets tagged out, getting caught between the bases. And so for Giacomo Crosetti, though, he is able to get the job done. We will definitely be looking at this glass of milk very half full. A two-run double by Giacomo Crosetti that brings in Johnson and Hunter Reed. And the Colt 45s now lead 4-3. So Crosetti with the go-ahead double that brings home two runs on two hits. Nobody left. And at the end of five innings, the running Colt 45s leads Sacramento New Baseball Order 4-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Right. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie, say hey,
say who,
swing it at the plate, say hey,
say who,
say Willie, that giant kid is great.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Bob Anderson still arguing about something in the top of the sixth inning. and he is heated. And now will Bob be ejected? I don't think they're going to throw him out. He is still arguing. And now the fans are starting to yell at the umpires. We're going to try to get a closer look as to what's going on here. Bob Anderson is still very distraught.
He was calling
the box. A
couple outs. We're very upset about it. Him and the line coach.
Well, there we go. There we have it. So, top of the sixth inning. It's good. Man, we gotta get Bob Anderson mic'd up next year. So that was what the issue was over. So Bob was arguing the fact that the Sacramento NBO pitchers were balking, and so that's what led to the frustration. And then there were some choice words being shared between Bob and the third base umpire, Dickie Hummy. And so Hummy and Anderson not being chummy at all. Here we are, 3-0 the count as we are in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. Here is Ryan Davis. The pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Surreal Harrow, tonight's beer batter. Here's Davis. He'll wind in by the 3-2 pitch. Fastball inside corner. First strike 3, and down goes Harrow. Harrow thought he had ball 4. And so it's not the Colbert-y. The Colbert-y Vibes aren't the only team frustrated. As Bob Eustis has an argument with Harrow, and meanwhile for Harrow, who rewards the fans with discount beer. 1 out. Here's the pitch. There's a swing. And a high drive into deep right field. Jake Morrell, that flips, and watches it go out of the ball yard for a home run. An absolute no doubter. Boy, Jake Morrell, on the first pitch he sees, unloads on a fastball, flips the bat, does a little power stomp at home plate, and now we're tied up at 4. So things start to get a little heated now here, Tyler. This is something different that we haven't seen before. Some good old-fashioned competition and some heatedness between the two teams, and now Davis delivers away for ball 1.
Yeah, no, they're not going out this weekend without a fight for sure.
The 1-0 to Griffiths. That's a curveball in the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 1-1. Fastball swung on, grounded to short. Up with it. The throw to first. A little high, but a grab there by Reed, and there's 2 away. So, for Vela, able to take care of Griffiths, and now with 2 outs, here's Duncan Hansen. Davis. He'll wind and fire the pitch. That's a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and lifted into shallow right field. Under it is Norton. He'll make the catch, and that ends the inning. So Jake Morrell, though, unloads with a first pitch shot over the right center wall. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into the bottom of the second with a ball game. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Colt 45s and Sacramento New Baseball Order tied up at 4.
I had a plan with a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speed ball by you, make you look like a fool boy. Saw him the other night at this roadside bar. I was walking in.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Bottom of the sixth inning, plenty of drama here as the Colt 45s are tied with Sacramento New Baseball Order in the bottom of the sixth inning. And we'll have ourselves a new pitcher in Fernando Avilos. And so for Avilos, trying to halt the 45s who have scored runs in each of the last three innings. One run in the third, one run in the fourth, and then two in the fifth on a two-run double by Giacomo Crosetti, who made the third out while trying to stretch a double into a triple. Here is Trey Thomas. He takes in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for Thomas, who struck out his last at bat. The 1-0 delivered and swung on, lifted down the first base side, and foul. That is going to be out of play.
Carson City, Nevada, playing at the Amador Public College. Designated hitter, number 21, Trey Thomas.
And so for Thomas. Here's the 1-1. Curveball taken down and in for ball two. Avilos, he'll wind in fire. The 2-1 delivered inside for ball three.
What's your name? Nikki.
3-1. Shout out to my guy, Nikki, who I just became friends with. Pitch is taken down and away for ball four. And so for Trey Thomas, who draws the leadoff walk, and now here is Patrick Fregoso. The pitch to Fregoso. There's the swing. And a high drive into deep right center. Back he goes to the wall. And gone! Patrick Fregoso gives Sacramento NBO a taste of its own new baseball order. It is order in this ball town here in Reading. It is now 6-4. Colt 45s, and that's how we do it here in a small town. Oh, yeah. Fragoso! Give me some! And now here's Mackenzie Higuchi. That swung on, grounded up along the first base side and foul.
Watch out, these 45s bats start to come alive, MBO.
Oh, man. I mean, you can just feel the tension, and boy, oh, boy, poor Fragoso. That's Mackenzie swings and misses for strike two. Boy, that was a pitch way above his hips, but he went after it. And so, baseball, it's supposed to be a thinking man's game, but when you throw some emotion into it, it becomes fun. And boy, oh boy, Fragoso, given just what the fans wanted and needed. I think we all needed that. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Higuchi.
Standing up to the plate, the London, California, playing at CSU San Diego.
And so, here is Jeremy Giesen. The pitch to Giesen, that swung on and lifted into shallow center. Chasing it down with full speed on the run and making the catch is Wyatt Baalke, and now there's two away. And so now here is Dusty Vela. The pitch, that's taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 for Vela, who is from Chico, California, attends Reedley and attended Pleasant Valley. 0-1, bounce in the dirt. Bob Anderson having heated discussions with the officials about balking. You had the home run that was driven out of the yard by Jake Morrell to tie up the ball game, and then Fragoso with one swing of the bat hits one almost in the same spot as Morrell did, and over the right center wall. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That swung on, line down the right field line. That's a fair ball all the way into the corner. Nice play in right by Harrow to get the ball in, and so it's a two-out single for Vela. And so with two outs, here is Kyle Norton trying to follow Vela. Here's the pitch, delivered on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. You can do it. 0-1 pitch to Norton. That's delivered on the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes.
Foul balls. Not many.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is taken in the dirt for ball one. The throw to second. Not in time. Vela steals second. And so with a 1-2 approach, can Norton drive home some more runs and what has been a competitive ball game here on this Saturday night, the second to last game of the 2023 season for the 45s. 1-2 pitch is a changeup out in front for Norton for strike three, and that ends the inning, but not before the Colt 45s got an explosion from the bat of Patrick Fragoso, who on the first pitch he sees swings and hits a home run into the dark night over the right center wall. Fragoso, the man of the minute and man of the hour so far. Two runs, two hits.